Hi, Jill.
Hi, Steve. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
Today we are going to continue our easy and intermediate level podcast where we discuss certain words and phrases and the way words are used in some of our easy content. Mm-hmm. And in particular, we are talking about a content item called The Power of the Linguist, A Simple Story, which is in 26 episodes. And it starts very easy, and it gets a little bit more difficult as we go along.
Mm-hmm.
And today we are going to listen to episode 10.
Do you mean they have lived together for half a year? They must be boyfriend and girlfriend.
I have no idea. When did your brother stop writing to you?
It has only been a few weeks since he stopped writing.
You see, it is not because of this girl that he stopped writing emails to you.
That is true, I guess. He wrote me regularly until a few weeks ago. So why did he stop then?
Well, let's try to figure out what happened. How often did he email you?
That is hard to say. He wrote quite often.
Did you always answer him?
I would always try to answer him as soon as possible.
But how many times did you not answer him?
It depended on how much work I had to do.
You always wrote by email?
Yes, we kept in touch by email. I did not need to know where he lived.
How many emails did you get from him every month?
I got lots of email every month. I was always excited to get his emails.
Why did you not try to visit him before?
I was busy. Besides, I thought he was still away at school.
Now, episode 10, we've just heard it. All of a sudden, Sally is shocked to discover that her brother has been living with this girl for half a year. And what does she say?
Do you mean they have lived together for half a year? So she's shocked.
Right. That's right. Do you mean... sometimes do you mean implies that you're looking to confirm something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you mean... But very often it's a response to something that you're surprised to hear.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Really?
I
do you mean to say that they have lived together for half a year? Wow.
And then the next phrase is, I have no idea.
Yeah. He could have said, I don't know, but I have no idea is quite an idiomatic way of saying, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And it sort of implies, why do you expect me to know? Almost. No, maybe not really, but it's used. I have no idea.
It's used all the time.
It's used all
speaking,
the time.
In speaking, so it's a good one to know. A few weeks since he stopped writing.
Mm-hmm. Here we have this again, these difficult time words. Since in English refers to a specific point in time. We can't say he stopped writing since a few weeks.
No.
He stopped writing at a specific point a few weeks ago.
There's always a time marker.
Mm-hmm.
And if there isn't one, then it doesn't make sense.
I mean, here we could have said, it has only been a few weeks since the point in time when he stopped writing.
Mm-hmm.
In English, since implies a point in time.
That's right.
That's not true in French, it's not true in Spanish, it's not true in German, but it's true in English. And there is no real logical reason. That's how the word works. Okay?
And the next is, you see.
Mm-hmm. You see, I just think it's an interesting one because, as in many languages, you see doesn't talk about seeing.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about, do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So understanding, seeing, is considered the same.
You see or do you see?
Do you see?
And does that means do you understand?
Has right.
nothing to do with seeing with your
right.
eyes.
And yet, furthermore, it's also just a filler word.
Yeah.
It's a filler word.
Yes.
In fact, we could have said.
Mm-hmm.
In fact. Or we could have said, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Because of this girl. It is not because of this girl. So...
Yeah, I mean, because of, it's not because this girl.
It's not due to, and it means it's not due to her. It's not to due to that girl. It's not
that's
the fault
right.
of the girl.
It's not the fault of the girl, or it's not, it's not the fault of the girl, but the structure with because. Again, because here, because of this girl is one kind of structure we get with because. Mm-hmm. It is not because the girl moved in with him.
Mm-hmm.
So that, again, because is a word, the kind of word that if I'm learning another language, because in every language there is a structure because,
mm-hmm.
Cause and effect,
mm-hmm.
it exists in every language. It's the kind of structure that we need to become very familiar with. So it's the kind of word, again, that I would encourage learners to save in the linguist.
And the next one is, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That is true, I guess. Again, just meaning I think.
I suppose. And it could be left out.
Doesn't change the meaning.
One thing about these filler words is that these are little ways that a non-native speaker can add these natural filler words, gives them time to think, mm-hmm. makes their English more natural.
Mm-hmm.
What sometimes happens is because filler words are so natural to ourselves, we tend to go back to the filler words from our own language.
Mm.
So I hear Chinese people say, how to say,
mm-hmm.
when they need time to think.
Right.
How to say is not English.
No.
So it's important to get filler expressions that are English.
Right.
And use them. Okay. What else have you got?
Until a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we have this construction with ago
mm-hmm.
and until.
And since and until, I think, are two parallel words. Until is up to a certain point
mm-hmm.
in time.
Mm-hmm.
And since is from a certain point in time.
Mm-hmm.
So one should try to know until and since. Which is different from for a certain period of time. And this is where I think particular German speakers get into trouble, because in German, for has a different connotation. But in English, for implies a duration, a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else do you have?
Figure out what happened.
Mm-hmm. To learn what happened. But figure out, again, is one of those nasty English phrasal verbs.
Mm-hmm.
The word to figure has a different meaning than the word to figure out.
Means to find out.
To find out, mm-hmm. exactly.
And then the next one is, how often
mm-hmm.
did he email you?
How often? Again, this is an expression in every language that one needs to know how to say. So how often? How many times? How often? How often? Try to make these natural so that when you want to express that concept, that you can do so.
Mm-hmm. Next is hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
That is hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know exactly how often, how many times.
Exactly. And we use that quite often when we say, gee, I don't know for sure. I mean, it's not hard to say. I can say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard to say, but I don't know for sure. So mm-hmm. it's hard to say.
Mm-hmm. And then again, just another phrase with often, quite often.
Well, that's right. I think often, you say often, we should point out that in English, mm-hmm. some people say often, some people say often. But again, if someone in the linguist system were to save the word often, or often, as you would put it, they will see the different other words that are often used together
mm-hmm.
with often.
Mm-hmm.
So we often say how often,
mm-hmm.
we say quite often.
Which means frequently.
Frequently. We might say more often.
Mm-hmm.
More often than I would like.
Mm-hmm. Or less often.
Or less often.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The next one, the question, did you always answer him?
Mm-hmm. To me, that's interesting because answer him, tell him, but listen to him. So some of these words, we're not sure whether a to is involved or not.
Mm-hmm.
Say to him, mm-hmm. tell him. So I like to highlight these words so that we get used to those that require a to and those that do not require a to.
And you just have to learn them.
And you just have to learn them. Yeah.
And how many times?
Mm-hmm. And we could just as easily have said, how often?
How often, yes.
Right.
And it depended on.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people say, a lot of people forget the on.
Mm-hmm.
When they say, it depended on, or it depends on, or I've often heard too, it's depend on.
It's depend on, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And theoretically, you know, depend by, depend for, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
It could be, but it isn't. It depended on.
Mm-hmm.
Depend on something. I think maybe if a person thought of, if you're depending on someone, you depend on someone, you rely on someone, mm-hmm. you're leaning on someone. Mm-hmm. Someone else is supporting you. Mm-hmm. So you're on top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe that's the image. You're hanging on to someone's shoulder. You're relying on them. You're depending on them. So that's the image there. It depended on how much work I had to do. Okay?
You always wrote
mm-hmm.
by email?
Right. Again, it's just this always, sometimes. The thing about always is, he couldn't have said you always were writing by email. Typically, where we use the word always, it tends to be a simple past.
Yes.
And one thing I will say too, when in doubt, use the simple past. Don't use the continuous past. Don't use the... Mm-hmm. I was speaking to one of our learners today, and he said, when I have been in New York, mm-hmm. I did this.
Mm-hmm.
He was German, because mm-hmm. that would reflect the German practice. Simple rule of thumb, 80%, use the simple past. And in particular, if you see always,
mm-hmm.
it's the simple past.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What else did not need to know.
Right. Need to know. I did not, again, it's a simple past, and I did not need to know where he lived. It also has that connection to that relative pronoun. So,
where?
It's a phrase that one should say, it's a little clumsy in terms of pronouncing as well for a non-native speaker.
Mm-hmm.
I did not need to know where he lived.
And I was always excited.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does this remind you of? Problem that many of our learners have.
I was always exciting.
Right. I am interesting. Maybe you are interesting. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to talk to you, but most of the time it's, I am excited to get the emails. I am interested to read his emails. And many people get this wrong.
Besides.
Yeah.
Furthermore,
another one of these connector words, I recommend that people save them in our system. Besides, furthermore, in addition,
mm-hmm.
You know, however.
Moreover. On the other hand. They're very useful.
Very useful.
We use them all the time. And although a sentence wouldn't necessarily have a different meaning without it.
Mm-hmm.
The sentence just doesn't connect nicely with the sentence before it.
Right.
Often if you don't have one of those words there.
Right. And here I believe that if you're not certain about the meaning or the nuance, the shade of meaning, look it up in a dictionary and see it in your own language.
Mm-hmm.
That'll help.
Mm-hmm.
There are many language teaching purists who say that you should never refer to a bilingual dictionary. I completely disagree with that. You may have seen 10 examples of this, and you're not clear between besides and in addition and moreover. If you then look at the translation into your own language, that will help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the whole picture,
mm-hmm.
but if you have now seen it in 10 different examples, and you just need a little help in order to define more closely what that word means, look it up. Look up the translation to your own language. Bilingual, here, I say this for all the English teachers who fight bilingual dictionaries. As someone who has learned now 11 languages, bilingual dictionaries are useful. I don't recommend them when you're reading. I recommend that you come to the linguist so that you can use our online dictionaries, you can use our database features, but you need that translation to your own language. Last phrase.
Still away at school.
Mm-hmm.
Still.
Still. Mm-hmm. Another one of those still, even, just. Mm-hmm. And then away. Away. Away
Gone.
From here. Away at
not
school.
Here.
Away at school. Mm-hmm. He's not. He's at school. He's away at school. Therefore, he's not here,
right.
Wherever we are. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we've covered that, Jill. Thank you.
So. Thank you.
And we mustn't forget to encourage people to come to www.thelinguist.com, where they can listen to a variety of content, use all of our functionality to learn words and phrases. And so I hope that this is helpful both to those who are members and who will become members mm-hmm. of The Linguist. Thank you.
Thank you.